Five Amazing Things Krishna Can Do With Little Effort by Krishna's Mercy.
हस्ताग्राह्ये रच्छति विधिं पीठकोलुखलादे शिद्रण ह्यंतर्निहितवयुन् शिक्यभान्देषु तद्वित् ध्वान्तागारे धृतमणिग्नां स्वांगमर्थ प्रदीपन् काले गोप्यो यर्हि गृहकृत्येषु सुव्यग्रचित्ता. Quote, when the milk and curd are kept high on a swing hanging from the ceiling and Krishna and Balram cannot reach it, they arrange to reach it by piling up various planks and turning upside down the mortar for grinding spices. Being quite aware of the contents of a pot, they pick holes in it. While the elderly gopis go about their household affairs, Krishna and Balram sometimes go into a dark room, brightening the place with the valuable jewels and ornaments on their bodies and taking advantage of this light by stealing. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.30.
Society tends to praise those with exceptional ability, especially when the output is more visible. When there is physical evidence supporting the assessment, the plaudits flow like a river traveling downstream. One person can produce songs with minimal effort. They have more ideas than they know what to do with. Another person can deliver a memorable speech without prior preparation. Extemporaneously aligning with the topic of discussion, they present thoughts and ideas in a clear and understandable manner. As Bhakti Yoga is taking what is already available and dovetailing it with consciousness of the origin of everything, we can use the same tendency for praise and apply it to the one who has the most amazing ability. From studying the characteristics and conduct, charitra, of Sri Krishna, we see how the Supreme Lord is able to achieve glory in extraordinary ways, all while exerting minimal effort. As he confirms in Bhagavad Gita, he accomplishes the work of the world and yet remain unaffected by it.
Na cha ma tani karmani nibadhnanti dhananjay udasinvad asinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Quote, O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached, seated as though neutral. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.9.
1. Devour a forest fire. His friends are in trouble. They are stuck in the wrong place, at the wrong time. There are precious few moments left. There is no other way. They must put their faith in Krishna, who has saved them before. But how will this crisis be averted? It is a powerful fire, after all. Krishna simply devours the fire. Problem solved. There is no residue. There is no lasting impact, such as a burn. Krishna does this for his friends. The elements of nature are produced by him, after all, and he is always transcendental to material qualities.
Bhumir apo nalo vayua. Khal mano buddhir evcha. Ahankar itiyame. Bhinna prakritir ashtadha. Quote, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, altogether these eight comprise my separated material energies. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.4.
2. Lift a massive hill. The crisis with the cowherd boys dealt with fire. It was a blaze that appeared out of nowhere. In the case of the first Govardhan Puja, the potential for devastation was from water. This was intentionally placed in that area, set to gather such force as to wash everyone away. As Krishna had urged the puja to take place, to shift away from the yajna in honor of Indra, he also found a solution. Krishna merely lifted the hill. The rain kept falling. The intent remained, Indra wanted the devastation to reach completion. The hill saved everyone who took shelter underneath it. It was an extension of Krishna himself, who held the hill aloft for 7 straight days. No fatigue. No strain. No cramps and no seizing of the muscles. Just the Supreme Lord distributing his causeless mercy right when everyone needed it. 3. Find a source of light. The mothers in the neighboring homes complain. Yashoda's son is too naughty. He sneaks in, unannounced and without formal invitation. Though only a child, Krishna manages to cause havoc. He is particularly fond of the butter kept in the storerooms. Krishna and friends always manage to break through, to get what they want. Though the rooms are dark, the jewels that Krishna wears provide sufficient light. This is symbolic of the higher truth relating to the universe itself, as Krishna is known as self-effulgent.
Na tad bhasyate suryo. Na shashanko na pavaka. Yad gatva na nivartante. Tad dham paramam mam. Quote, that abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.6.
4. Deliver sacred wisdom. Arjuna is in trouble. He is so full of doubt that he can no longer hold his weapons. He has to call time out right before the biggest play in the game. Everyone is counting on him, but he does not have the will to proceed. He does not want victory enough to warrant dedicated action. At this critical moment, Krishna not only steps in but also delivers sacred wisdom, appropriate to every situation and yet still targeted at the issues Arjuna faces. It is something Krishna has shared before and can share again in the future. 5. Create universes. I may be proud of my output in composition. I am skilled at producing certain things, which would take others much longer. The output is so amazing that no one believes me when I reveal that I am the source. I am the one responsible for everything, but they still insist that I must have had a team of helpers. How amazing is Sri Krishna, then? If we consider the universe itself, which is self-sustaining, which has intelligence embedded into every aspect, which has both creation and annihilation, can anyone be greater than the source? Krishna creates the universes by lying down. As Lord Vishnu, God simply exhales while relaxing. With each breath there are countless universes. Within each universe is a proprietor, who then oversees the transformations that take place with the passage of time and the work of the accompanying living beings. In closing, read my accomplishments aloud. Of that output so proud. Is anyone better than me? But Vishnu's work, just see. That simply lying on bed. Universes into creation led. By themselves, to maintain. Each breath, to replicate the same.